Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, on, tell man. Me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rich. Stop it. Ricky Rose. Going. I'm going to do keep my going. Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Big shout out to Trey Young. Happy birthday to Trey. He's 27 today. Mike, sometimes you do things and you don't think people are going to push back. I think that's what happened with Pat Bev.
Right.
He popped off, and he thought Trey was just going to be meek and not say anything and just be chill. And Trey hit him right back in the face. And we said yesterday he hit him with a measured response.
Right.
So I guess last night Pat Bev was in his bag because he's now acting like the crazy dude who's been slapped back, right? And you know what else about you? Because he's even going even more personal now.
You want to make it loco? I'll get loco.
I'll get loco.
So now he's bringing stuff. Why are you bringing up old?
Why are you bringing up old stuff? Why are
you? What have you won?
Yeah.
Tell me. What have you won?
I love it. So today's Trey's birthday. So first of all, happy birthday, Trey. Enjoy your birthday.
And again, Trey, we'd love to get you on the show.
I hope he doesn't react and respond. You did it. You got him.
Right.
Let it go. Right.
Now let this guy continue to squabble because basically everybody in the NBA world just thinks Patrick Beverly is a clown.
He's a clown.
And at this stage, he's just a provocateur going for clickbait and taking a shot. So I think Trey, he can leave it where it was.
Yep.
Because now Beverly claps back and goes with the dreaded coach killer.
Yeah. Everybody goes to Atlanta and gets fired because of you. Okay. Now you're just trying to, and again, you're trying to dig even deeper.
Right.
Because you want more get back after being slapped. Right? That's what happened. It's Dukes and Bell. If you missed that yesterday.
A digital disc.
It really was. But that's why you got to be here every day, man. And that was just a random thing. We were like talking amongst ourselves about how crazy that was. But if you want to, I'm not even going to promote this, oh. If you want to go listen or whatever the hell he's got, you got some of this? Damn it. All right.
We're not going to promote Patrick Beverly.
I don't want to promote Patrick.
Just this one little
piece. All right. Give me a little bit.
Right. I know you talking about me standing on the table, me. With my jersey. Where I'm from, we celebrate all wins, even the minor. Where I'm from, we celebrate waking up and making it back home. We celebrate every win, and that's your issue right there. Anybody can celebrate the big wins. Yes, you damn right. Took off jersey, stood on the table, swung it in the air like this. You damn right I did. Do it again. We celebrate all wins. For real.
Yeah.
Get at your feelings. Stop acting like a little boy.
Feelings.
And when you talk, peep your chest up and say it with heart. What are you talking about? Small wins. Yes, you celebrate everything. Every single thing. What are we talking about? It's basketball.
It is.
But that's where I'm from.
It's basketball. No, I don't feel you. It is basketball. But is he going to act that way?
But I'm saying he's
the first game of the season?
Right.
The hell's up with that music?
That's what I was thinking. Like, wow, they really produced the hell out of this.
Talking about me standing on the table, me.
It's all dramatic.
On my jersey. Where I'm from.
I mean, he's really bringing it now.
Jordan Peele movie? What the hell?
I mean, he's really bringing it now.
Okay, but seriously, And by the way, you guys, I don't even know if Pat Bev's with anybody right now. I don't even know if he's with the team. Right. He's not. Okay. Thank you, O.
According to Trey, he's playing overseas.
Well, good luck with that. But let me ask you, is the first game of the season, if they win that game, is Pat Beverly going to jump on the scores table and wave his jersey? He's being a guy right now that Mike, he's talking about being in your fields. He's in his fields, right. And he is trying to get everybody to believe, like, number one, how much tougher he is and calling Trey out. I didn't even want to play that, but O had it, so we played it. But if you want to hear that other stuff that he says, right. go hear it. I think it's ignorant, and I also think that right now he's trying to go down this path. I was kind of hoping he was playing somewhere in the league this year just so they could match up, but it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, and by the way, Bev, you're from the west side. You're from the south side of Chicago, from the mean streets of Wapensie Valley High School in Aurora.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that where, like, Wayne's World was, Oren?
Wayne's World! Wayne's World!
Swing!
Yeah.
So,
good call.
But now he's coming all heavy and hard. I mean, it's just, like I said, to get
where I'm from!
To defend jumping on the table when you won, what was it, first-round playoff?
It was a play-in game.
Yeah, play-in game. Yeah.
It was a play-in
Anything
game.
Anything is possible. You do
nine
that when you
is more than three.
But anyway, yeah, there's a lot to this if you didn't hear it yesterday to unpack. But Patrick Beverly just making a horse's ass out of himself and now continuing. If I'm Trey, radio silence. You said your piece.
Yeah, man. I
agree. I won't tell you what the last comment, though, he said in that quote, in that cut, I cut it off. But it's by far the most, like, oh, my God, Trey is living rent-free in your head right now, statement that you could have possibly made.
Well, he started it.
You made these comments.
You
want to be Billy Badass. A throwaway comment about why guys try harder in summer league or in summer practice than they do with the All-Star game. I mean, literally, an argument about nothing.
Nothing. It is. It's absolutely nothing. You know what else is interesting? And we're going to talk more NFL, guys, more Falcons, and the updates on the injuries here. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jadeveon Clowney, this came out today, Mike, arrested for trespassing days before he signed his deal with the Cowboys.
Oh.
I don't think it's a big deal, but it made me think about what happened to me this week up at Flowery. apparently, he was trying to park in a lot that was not open to parking.
Carl, the rules are for your protection.
Yeah. Despite being informed, Mike, that he was not allowed to park in that lot, so right. Clowney allegedly did so anyway.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah, and then was arrested and basically charged with it's a misdemeanor.
Right.
It's not a big deal. And by the way, I got to share this because now I've said it. But we go up there every week. Shut up, Day-Day. Be quiet. We go up there every week. Mike? We're there every week. I'm saying again, we're right. there every week.
I don't know. I had no problem parking when I got there.
Well, you pulled up in your favorite spot. I mean, come on. I get there, and they're like, you can't park over here. And I had a guy literally come at me, and I come in.
We had an incident, thanks to Carl. Yeah. It was an incident.
And Mike's there, and I literally am like, sir, we're here all the time. You can talk to this person, that person. And he's like, and I said, you know, talk to somebody that works for the Falcons. I work for the Falcons. I said, well, who's your boss? He's like, I got my boss on the phone. Well, let me speak to him. What are we doing here? Jadeveon Clowney, I'm with you on this about this parking. This parking thing has gotten out of control. It's out of control. There are spots available. You know I've been holding this. There are spots available. We're the only ones up there. And you guys are giving me this dude's giving me a hard time.
I know. I hear you. I don't know what happened. I got there.
Thank you, David Vassity.
5 or 6 minutes before you, I had no issue.
You didn't. You pulled right in.
And I want to say hi to the good folks at the Falcons who are always very accommodating when I roll in. And always friendly.
Never and you know what? You didn't make it either any better. I come in there. I'm hot. I'm like, did you guys have an issue parking?
I'm like, no, I had no problem, Carl.
That's exactly what you said. And then I walk outside, and this guy's yelling at me. I'm like, I'm not yelling at you.
I never forget. I want to say, with the old anybody who remembers Georgia Tech, I mean, it's not any much better these days, but trying to get to the old Alexander Memorial to watch some hoops, and I think Steak, we were running late to get to the tip, and it was a big game against Duke and Tech, and it was the good years of back in the day. And I'm like, is this okay to park? I wouldn't park you, man. Who's going to tow us? We come back, car's gone. Hey, tow. Now you got to go down to the hood. Got to pick up the car. Got to pay cash.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what that's like. It was. I never laughed so hard.
Well, that's the other thing. It's like a
compound. Do you know who I am?
It's a compound up there. I mean, yeah, I'm in the compound. Okay? I'm probably on a list somewhere.
Then would you park in the referee spot? Because they have a spot that's reserved for NFL officials.
What if I did?
Well, see, that's
no,
problem.
I did not. I didn't do that.
Again, these rules are for your protection, Carl.
They told us where to park. Anyways, I just wanted to mention that. Jadeveon Clowney, and it brought up bad memories earlier this week.
A couple of things we were talking earlier about. Last night, Monday Night Football, and Tua throws a pick, and a lot of Dolphin fans are saying that's a terrible pick. Our good friend Armando Salguero, who covers the NFL, who spends a lot of time covering the Dolphins, surprised that the coach says Tua can't make that throw, and then Tua says, I'd make that throw 10 times out of 10.
So he's saying he still would throw.
Well, that's a problem.
Wow.
And he might be part of the problem.
Disconnect.
Because 6 years in the NFL and you're not any better than you were when you started. Despite getting a big contract.
That's interesting.
I maybe I haven't watched the Dolphins in a while. I said this to Carl to start the show. That ball just comes out so soft and fluffy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lottery. There's no zip on that pass,
no,
man.
No.
I mean, it's all about timing, but that's, if you want to talk about somebody with a noodle arm, that's two to a noodle arm.
Well, you watch how the ball flies out of Josh Allen's hands.
Right.
And you're like, whoa. I mean, like, it's going to get there
or
right
Penix
now.
Or Penix Jr. or Geno Smith or anybody else.
Yeah. No doubt.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers has kind of crept into that territory, but he's getting older.
He is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.